आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। नेशन पेज होमेज टू चीफ आर्किटेक्ट ऑफ इंडियन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन डॉक्टर बी आर अम्बेडकर ऑन हिज 134th बर्थ एनिवर्सरी टुडे। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Haryana to launch multiple development projects on occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. People in Tamil Nadu and Kerala celebrate their traditional New Year today. US to impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers and semiconductors during the next 2 months. India clinch silver medal in men's recurve team event at Archery World Cup Stage 1 at Auburndale in US. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, ministers, parliamentarians and other dignitaries will pay floral tributes to Baba Saheb at his statue in the Parliament House complex this morning. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, "It is due to the inspiration of Dr. Ambedkar that the country is dedicatedly engaged in realizing the dream of social justice today." The Prime Minister said the principles and ideals of Dr. Ambedkar will give strength and momentum to the creation of a self-reliant and developed India. Various programs are being held in Madhya Pradesh today on the birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar. We have a report.
The main program in Madhya Pradesh will be held at Dr. Ambedkar Nagar Mahu at the birthplace memorial of Baba Saheb. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also participate in this program. On this occasion, the Chief Minister will release the book and give Bhim Ratna Award. The Bharatiya Janata Party is organizing a statewide program from today till 25th April. During this, mass reading of preamble of the constitution, cleaning up Anganwadi centers and school premises of scheduled caste settlements, maintenance of drinking water and other community services will be performed. State Congress President Jitu Patwari will also go to Mau today and pay tribute to Baba Saheb. At the same time, the State Congress has also organized various programs. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Maharashtra, on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti, Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has arranged various services for the followers who come to pay their respects at Chaityabhumi in Mumbai. Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar's memorial at Chaityabhumi, his residence at Rajgriha and the surrounding area have been decorated. A report.
Every year, lakhs of followers gather and pay homage to the architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, at Chaityabhumi here in Mumbai. Cultural programs, prayer meetings and public addresses have been scheduled throughout the day as part of the celebrations. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has made various arrangements including a control room, ambulance services, health services, etc. Administration has also arranged CCTV surveillance, lifeboats and firefighting system. The DGIPR is going to broadcast films based on the life of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, including Mahapurush Dr. Ambedkar and Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, The Untold Truth, on various social media platforms. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana today on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. More from our correspondent.
Tight security arrangements have been made in Hisar and Yamunanagar districts in view of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Haryana. Changes have been made in the movement of vehicles. In Hisar, Prime Minister will address a public meeting at the airport ground and after laying the foundation stone of the building of the new terminal at Hisar Airport and inaugurating the air service from Hisar to Ayodhya, he will visit Kal village in Yamunanagar district, where he will lay the foundation stone of new 800 megawatt unit of Din Bandhu Choturam thermal power plant and compressed biogas plant at Mukarpur village. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Rewari bypass project and address a huge public gathering at Yamunanagar too. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Kashwani News, Chandigarh.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off Dr. Ambedkar Nagar Kota New Delhi Express yesterday. While Mr. Birla attended the ceremony in Kota, Dr. Yadav and Mr. Vaishnav joined through video conferencing from New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, was in Dr. Ambedkar Nagar. In his address, Mr. Birla said the train will be beneficial for Education Hub Kota in Rajasthan, Spiritual Center Ujjain and Commercial Center Indore in Madhya Pradesh. He expressed happiness that the train has been flagged off from the birthplace of Dr. Ambedkar on the eve of his birth anniversary.
बाबा साहब अंबेडकर जी ने सामाजिक आर्थिक विचारों के माध्यम से समाज में परिवर्तन करने का काम किया. उनके विचारों को आने वाली पीढ़ी को प्रेरणा मिले और इसीलिए ये ट्रेन अंबेडकर नगर बाबा साहब की जन्म स्थली से शुरू होकर दिल्ली जाएगी और आने वाले समय में दिल्ली और कोटा के कनेक्टिविटी के लिए भी ये ट्रेन बहुत बेहतर होगी.
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड it is an important train as it will connect several crucial places in the country. He said with this train, Ministry of Railways has started preparations for 2028 Ujjain Kumbh Mela.
ये गाड़ी उज्जैन होते हुए जाएंगी. 2028 से उज्जैन में महाकुंभ का आयोजन होगा. एक तरीके से समझिए कि तैयारी चालू हुई है उज्जैन में महाकुंभ की. साथ ही साथ जो उद्योग नगरी इंदौर है उसकी कनेक्टिविटी इससे बढ़ेगी और शिक्षा नगरी कोटा है उसकी कनेक्टिविटी भी बहुत अच्छी बढ़ेगी.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIN News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Puttandu, also known as the Tamil New Year, is being celebrated today to mark the beginning of a new calendar year for the Tamil-speaking community across the globe. Puttandu is observed on the first day of the Tamil month of Chittirai, with families coming together and reveling in the festivities. More from our correspondent.
Festivals mean happiness, cheer and sumptuous food. Today, people visit temples making a plea for success in their ventures. Tasty traditional breakfast with idli, vada, payasam, followed by a 6 days meal for lunch will be available at home. Mangoes, drumsticks, neem flowers are used in today's recipes. Mango leaf festoons and a beautiful rangoli welcome the guests in every home. As today is a holiday, students take a break from their studies. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Keralites across the globe are celebrating Vishu, the traditional New Year, today. More from our correspondent.
Vishu, the astronomical New Year, is the festival of harvest and prosperity in Kerala. Lord Krishna is worshipped on this auspicious day. Vishu symbolizes abundance and new beginnings. The day begins with Vishukani, the first thing to be seen on the day, in which Lord Krishna is adored with Kanikonda flowers, Kani Vellari, fruits, vegetables, gold, coins, etc. In major temples like Guruvayur, Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple, Shabrimala, etc., Vishukani and special rituals are being held today, where large number of devotees are flocking from early morning. Vishu is marked with Vishukainitam, special sadhya, lights, family get-together, filling the atmosphere with joy and hope for a great year ahead. Mayusha, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
News just in. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi, wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case, has been arrested by the police in Belgium, a report claimed. The 65-year-old was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and is currently in jail. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. Choksi, however, is expected to seek bail and an immediate release, citing ill health and other reasons. Choksi is wanted for his alleged involvement in 13,500 crore rupees loan fraud in Punjab National Bank. He has been living in Antwerp with his wife Preeti Choksi. His nephew Nirav Modi, co-accused in the same case, is awaiting extradition from London. The U.S. will impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers, semiconductors and other components in the next 1 to 2 months. This was stated by U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick last night. The move comes a day after the U.S. exempted electronics imports, including semiconductors, from reciprocal tariffs. Lutnick also highlighted the need to build chips and flat panel televisions in the U.S. compared to relying on imports from South Asian nations. Speaking to a TV channel, the Commerce Secretary said all those products are going to come under semiconductors and they're going to have a special focus type of tariff for making sure that those products get reshored.
So all those products are going to come under semiconductors and they're going to have a special focus type of tariff to make sure that those products get reshored. We need to have semiconductors. We need to have chips and we need to have flat panels. We need to have these things made in America. We can't be reliant on Southeast Asia for all of the things that operate for us. So what he's doing is he's saying they're exempt from the reciprocal tariffs, but they're included in the semiconductor tariffs.
India clinched a silver medal in the men's recurve team event at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 after the trio of Dhiraj Bomma Devara, Tarun Deep Rai and Atanu Das went down 1-5 to China in the final at Auburndale in USA last night. This was India's third medal of the season opening event, with a fourth one still in sight as Dhiraj remained in contention in the men's recurve individual event slated later in the day. Earlier, India had secured a gold in the compound mixed team event and a bronze in compound men's team. Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in the IPL match at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Sent in to bat, Tilak Verma hit a 33-ball 59 to power Mumbai Indians to 205 for 5. Ryan Rickleton, Surya Kumar Yadav and Naman Dheer also made useful contributions. In reply, Delhi Capitals were all out for 193 for in 19 overs, despite Karun Nair's 40-ball 89. Karan Sharma claimed 3 wickets, while Mitchell Santner took 2 wickets. For Delhi Capitals, Vipraj Nigam and Kuldeep Yadav snapped 2 wickets each, while Mukesh Kumar took 1. In today's fixture, Lucknow Super Giants will face Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Former Indian captain Sourav Ganguly has been reappointed as the chairperson of the ICC Men's Cricket Committee, and his long-time national teammate VVS Lakshman too has been picked again as one of the panel members. Ganguly, who led the Indian team with distinction for 5 years from 2000 to 2005, was first appointed as the committee's chair in 2021. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on staying safe during heat waves with Dr. R.K. Jainamani, scientist, India Meteorological Department, and Dr. Anupam Prakash, professor, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions regarding reasons and impacts of heat waves and precautionary measures to remain safe. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. India tests anti-drone laser weapon, joins select league of countries with this capability, reports Hindustan Times, as over 75 countries race to sign a trade deal with the US during the 90-day pause window to avert reciprocal tariffs. New Delhi is banking on its ability to replace third world country imports to the US, writes Indian Express. Hindustan Times quotes US President Trump as saying, put up or shut up, in the context of the ongoing Ukraine peace talks. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren says the state's long-standing battle against Maoist insurgency is now in its final phase, writes the Statesman. 2611 mastermind Tahawur Rana grilled on radicalization, sleeper cells and India network left behind by the Lashkar-e-Taiba operative, reports the Asian Age, is a front page report. And finally, Delhi heats up again. Temperature may touch 42 degrees Celsius by tomorrow, writes the Times of India. The heat wave is likely to coincide with poor AQI. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Haryana to launch multiple development projects on occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. People in Tamil Nadu and Kerala celebrate their traditional New Year today. US to impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers and semiconductors during the next 2 months. India clinched silver medal in men's recurve team event at Archery World Cup Stage 1 at Auburndale in US. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.